today at a participating U.S. Taco Bell location while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies.
Jenna World, Jenna Jameson, Vivid Video, and The Valley is a new podcast about the history of the adult film industry. I'm Molly Lambert, and I'll be your tour guide on a wild trip through adult films.
We get paid more than the men. We call the shots. We say who we want to work with. In what way is that degrading? That's us taking hold of our life.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Jenna World, and listen now.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
From the Thundercat Technology Studio, DC 101. DC 101.
Everything just, I just, there goes, there goes, there goes.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
Why is your groin up against my butt?
I'm just trying to pretend I'm blind.
Donut?
Lollipops. All free today.
Newbie and Dale, elegant.
Candy cigarettes.
I just wanted to say butthole.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Everybody was like, Elliot's a bitch. Elliot's a bitch. No, you're a bitch.
The saliva.
Whoa. Head on that back. That ain't the thigh meat, playa.
I took my top off.
Send pics.
I'm really hungry.
Here's a dildo. Try this.
A seagull often draws his audience
Abigail.
At the expense
Brittany.
Of others.
Which one?
Low.
Okay.
Low.
I'm gonna see high.
Do you have an inner voice? Fadir. Fadir's Minar.
You got it.
I'm not doing anything racist. I'm doing characters.
Thank you.
Do not.
I don't know and I don't care.
What's he sending over? Dumb bombs?
Oh, God. Bad diarrhea.
Man's dumb.
And then she ends it with a pee in the pants. Even though you sometimes
inside.
Smell.
Elliot poop.
I heard that.
Breathe in.
Swallow the pot of water.
Gun of a hero.
The diarrhea king's talking.
Are you kidding me? On my finger.
Go.
Finger. Dear Ask EITF.
Hi, this is Emily. This is Callie.
Who are these bitches?
Sorry, what? Chief Beef and Chief Queef.
My sweater. My sweater's mouth.
Oh, I'm a little too famous.
What do you want from me?
Mama wanna
go home.
My boarding pass now says, we sincerely apologize that
because.
Your flight is canceled.
Oh. Like, are y'all big people?
We're going to Cincinnati.
You paid us in those big fat seats.
Where are those yoga balls?
Daniel's my boy. How freaking huge is that horse?
It is a 9.5-foot Clydesdale.
He believes he found Cancun Elliot.
I think I found a brain tumor.
Tyler's getting a CAT scan today.
I'm holding Kevin.
Get a picture of Aaron standing at his desk. Would you even know that's me?
I did. I looked over. I was like, that's weird.
What?
You knew I was getting you a Western hat. Outdoor hat.
Breached?
Yeah. How is it? How is it?
It's an awesome grill. It looks like, honestly, I just got out of the hospital.
It's smoky.
It's probably the air fryer's overloading the circuit.
Smoky in here. It's not smoky.
It is a little bit.
It says 81 on it.
Son of a bitch. And that's when I broke my ankle.
Well, there goes today.
That's it. What did we learn?
Nothing.
Sorry. I have to go.
That's okay. I love you.
Gotcha.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
just a little bit of soul.
Your phone number for everything. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-5468. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good, 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 good. All right, let me go right here. Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Andrew from Rockville.
Andrew, how the hell are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Here at work, driving the truck.
I gotcha. All right, let's get through a couple of things. Number one, you are the first one in. I have tickets for you. I will send you to see Mammoth in concert. They are in concert with Miles Kennedy, Return to Dust. So, dude, if you could hold tight 1 second, I will get some info from you, and I hope you have a great time at the show.
Awesome, awesome. Love you, Ellie.
Hey, love you, too. You got it. Hold on 1 second for me, please. How crazy is it?
Lefeskin?
Yeah.
Oh.
900. Like, just that number, seeing the number 9 is ridiculous. It's crazy. Oh, my God. 900. Like, the chase was awesome, right?
Yeah.
And he passes Gretzky. But Gretzky was 894. So you have 800. Gordy's got, what, 802, 804, whatever that is. So you've seen players with 800.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number 9 in front of that. A number 9. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Was it Carlson last night who said, even with all the fanfare from last year, this milestone is pretty incredible?
If you go back, like yes, last night I was reading about it and stuff like that. And, like, all these people were like, you never thought you would see them flip that page. Because, again, like, go back to Gordie Howe, who was 801. Yeah. Oh, that's right. So you go back and you go, that record is that. When Gordie had that record, it had been around a long time. And so you were like, or he had it for a long time. So you had seen somebody with 800 goals, which is still freaking amazing.
Right.
And then the great one comes by and he passes him and he goes on a run, but you're still in the 800s. Like, you had to flip the page. There's never been anybody who's had a 9.
No, Slapshot had to flip the page.
But it really is. I'm with Carlson. I mean, and maybe it's because the record is behind you and you go, okay, so the chase is over and that part's done. And there's no chase to get to 900, but it's still a milestone. Oh, my God. It is amazing that he's at 900. It is amazing. And it was a nice goal. Just ripped it backhand from the side with Binnington out of the way. It was awesome.
I loved in the locker room. I think it was Ted who asked him in the video they posted to their socials, like, have you ever scored a goal like that? And Ovechkin said, in practice against LT. It's just a very funny response.
Oh, it is amazing. I can't believe he's at 900. But can I tell you the other fun little game within a game that took place last night?
Well, a lot of people want you to talk about...
Oh, Binnington?
Binnington.
Oh, Binnington. I mean, so Jordan Binnington is the goalie from the St. Louis Blues. Mm-hmm. And he's been in the Blues organization for a long time. He was Team Canada's goalie in Four Nations. That'll play into this in a second. Binnington's always been a jackass. Like, he always has been. And he's either really good or he falls off a cliff. Last night he went off a cliff. But, like, you go back to Four Nations, he was amazing. And there were some people that were like, Binnington's going to be at Four Nations. So he has games where he's really good. I can't take that away from him. But he is a class A prick. Like, and he has been. He went through probably a couple of seasons, maybe it was 3 or 4 seasons in the league,
where, like, remember everybody was up Brad Marchand's ass about him just being a pest on the ice and him being a prick?
Yeah.
Well, Binnington is kind of stuck in the crease. Like, he can't do much. But he went through a 3 or 4 year period where he was a real, like, he was Marchand, but in net. Mm. Like, he'd fake swing a stick at people. He'd, like, flinch at people and stuff. So to see that Binnington tried to hide the puck, it's not out of character for him.
But what, like, exactly was his mindset?
That you'd have to ask him. I just think, who the hell knows? So if you didn't see it, Ovi scores his 900th goal, right? And the players come, Ovi bangs into the glass. All the players come out. The puck's in the net, right? So everybody's going to congratulate Ovi. They know they're going to get the puck for him. It's his 900th goal. The entire league knows he's sitting at 899. Binnington pulls the puck out of the net, and so I don't have to go through step by step, but he gets the puck in his glove. He takes off his blocker, right, the other one, and he takes the puck, and he hides it in his pants.
Okay.
And he starts skating around. Well, the ref, there's 45,000 cameras in there, right? There's media from all around the world that are in there. So you know that he's got the puck. So the ref goes over and skates up to him and is like, hey, Jordan,
Was he just trying to be funny?
I'm telling you, he's crazy. He's crazy. And now
he's shoving it way down there.
I didn't see. Yeah, so there's the ref talking to him. It was like, Jordan, everybody has seen the video. Give me the puck. So now he's got to skate over like a douche, stick his hands down the back of his pants, and pull the puck out and give it to the official. Now,
the ref was like, oh, thanks. This was by your butt.
What are you doing, jackass? And now he skates back like it's no big. But that's Binnington. Like, if any other goalie would have done it, with the exception, there's only one other goalie that if they would have done it, like if Marc-Andre Fleury, who obviously doesn't play anymore, if Marc-Andre Fleury would have done it, you would have known Fleury's doing a bit. Like, mm-hmm. He's funny, yeah. Like that. Like, he's playful, he's funny. Binnington's just a jackass.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I didn't see afterwards if they talked to him. Like,
I
didn't see any.
Made available. That's what I read.
So he was not made available to the press.
Correct.
Right. So again, Marc-Andre Fleury, even if it was like one of the Russian goalies that Ovi's friendly with,
yeah.
Like Bobrovsky or Vasilevsky or somebody, you'd go like, okay, these guys know each other. Sorokin, who you got the record on, who plays for the Islanders, you'd be like, okay, I get it. Like, they know each other and it's playful. Fleury and Ovi know each other for a long time. They competed against each other for a long time, where you would go, okay, they're just being playful. Clearly they're going to give him the puck. Binnington's just crazy. No, like, he really is. So I have no idea. And like you said, they didn't make him available. So I have no idea what his explanation is going to be.
And Ovechkin, when asked about it, just said no comment.
Yeah. So I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
It has stolen some of the headlines.
Yeah.
Because it turns into.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, because it's. You hit the puck in his pants. So
what
yeah.
Register is your voice at right now?
Incredulous.
Hit the puck in his pants. I didn't see you put on a long-haired wig.
It's time. So anyway, I have no idea why Binnington did it. But can I tell you the other fun game within a game?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
So anyway, so you got to follow it. This is going to get in the weeds a little bit, but I like it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, and go back to what I said. Binnington was the goalie from Team Canada in the Four Nations, right? Well, keep in mind, in February, we've got Olympics to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the goalies that were part of Four Nations, Binnington was the starter. Sam Montembeau was a guy from the Canadiens. And both of those guys are having bad years. Like, what did I say going into that game? If you can't get right against St. Louis, you got a problem. They hung six up on him. They chased Binnington out of the game. So anyway, Binnington's having a horrible year. And Sam Montembeau is struggling in Montreal. So kind of the bubble guy going into Four Nations was Logan Thompson. And a lot of people thought, how did Logan not make the Four Nations squad? And Logan's having a very good year. Even with the Caps in a four-game losing streak going into last night, you can't put any of it on Logan. Logan's had a very, very good year. The other bubble guy from the Caps going into Four Nations and going into the Olympics is Tom Wilson. Is he going to make it? Is he not going to make it? Mm-hmm. What kind of team are they going to build? And so all of that comes down to the guys who run Hockey Canada. The guy who is the president of hockey operations for Hockey Canada is a guy by the name of Doug Armstrong. Doug Armstrong's day-to-day job is he is the president of hockey operations for the St. Louis Blues. He was at the game last night.
Okay.
Along with probably six or seven other guys from Team Canada's staff. Who, it was weird. Like, when we got there last night, I went to the club last night. It's beautiful. So anyway, I see one of the guys and I was like, I know you. Like, I know you from somewhere. Like, I don't know him, but I know the face.
Yeah.
Well, turns out, so then I end up walking around the venue a little bit. He's sitting up with all the Team Canada guys scouting the game. And so I was like, oh, damn. So then I start digging around. And you do. You have half of Team Canada's scouting staff who are going around, and they're trying to figure out what their team's going to be going into the Olympics. But you had a couple of things happen last night that were great. Number one, they know Doug Armstrong and everybody from Team Canada knows Binnington can be an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
But he can also be very good. But he's having a bad year. Logan Thompson was good. He didn't have to do much in the first period. But Logan Thompson continues to play very, very well at a time when Jordan Binnington and Sam Montembeault are not playing well. So it's great that in front of the Team Canada staff, Logan Thompson has another good game and they can see him in person. And Logan does a bunch of little itty-bitty technical stuff that is just so good, so good. And then Tom Wilson, the other bubble player of, is it going to be a physical Olympic tournament? And listen, Tom can play. But Tom goes out and pops two goals in last night. So in front of essentially the entire Team Canada staff, you had two guys play fantastic last night, which is great. And I know Montembeault is struggling, and I know Binnington, but Armstrong likes Binnington. Mm-hmm. And has for a long time, even though he's a prick. But he's having a bad year. So last night, obviously, it's all about Ovi. Ovi gets his 900th. It's great. But I love that Logan had a great night. And by the way, if I know that Team Canada's there, Logan knows that Team Canada's there, and Tom Wilson knows that Team Canada is there. They all know. The coaching staffs know. Everybody knows that Team Canada was there last night. So that was awesome that the two of them, knowing that they – and listen, it's not like they're basing it on one game. They know they're being watched. But to go out and do that knowing that those guys are sitting in the press box watching you was fantastic. I love that. If Logan Thompson doesn't make I don't know what kind of team, I'm not part of the team, what kind of team that Team Canada is going to put together and where Tom Wilson fits into that. Should he be on it? Absolutely. My opinion, he absolutely should. I know somebody who is part of the Team Canada, like, scout team who is dying for Wilson, thinks Wilson should be on it. But it's not ultimately his decision. He just gets a vote. But last night was great, and Tom continues to play well, so I'd love for him to be on. If Logan Thompson doesn't make it, though, he's getting screwed.
Now, if LT, who I hear was scored on in a similar fashion, a training session, if he doesn't, will you buy him his next coffee? Instead of being a creep in the bushes?
Yes, I would. I would go up, and I don't have to knock on his window because it's down because he just ordered. But I would cut in front because he doesn't want to wreck that fine-ass car of his. And then I would pay for his coffee, 100%. Now, there is a little bit of selfishness in it for me because I really would like to send Tom to the Olympics with a little note in his bag that just says, hey, steal me a shirt, like a practice T-shirt, a sweatsuit, like get me something from Team Canada. But that's awesome. That was awesome last night. But good for Ovi. Good for him. He sits at 900. Nobody else has a 9 in front of, unless it's 9 goals or 90 goals, but nobody's got 900. That is such an amazing feat that he hit last night. Anyway, listen, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Well, let's get turned. He scores! The Great 8 is the one and only at 900.
Elliot in the morning.
Sunshine today, not so breezy. Highs at 62.
This report is sponsored by Greenberg and Betterman. Contact us. Feel better.
Quick quiz. What injury law firm has been helping people in the District, Maryland, and Virginia for over 35 years? That's right. It's Greenberg and Betterman. Auto accident? Medical malpractice? Get a free consultation by visiting gblawyers.com and feel better.
Your one stop for advertising? Call 844-844-IHEART.
This Veterans Day, Mattress Warehouse proudly honors those who have served. And right now during our Veterans Day sale, you can save up to 60% warehouse-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And with our exclusive bed match technology, you'll find the perfect fit, backed by our 100% comfort guarantee. With 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and our 1-year lowest price guarantee, Mattress Warehouse has you covered. Visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you.
You wouldn't trust your car to Bob's Brakes and Bingo Supplies. Get your hair cut at Buzz Cuts and Chainsaws. Or buy groceries from Monty's Mostly Fresh Seafood. So when it comes to your Medicare Advantage plan, you want a name you know and trust. Johns Hopkins Advantage MD. Coverage and benefits to fit your lifestyle when it matters most. Johns Hopkins Advantage MD. Johns Hopkins Advantage MD is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract offering HMO and PPO products. Enrollment in Johns Hopkins Advantage MD, HMO, or PPO depends on contract renewal.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
What if you could have reliable and intelligent Wi-Fi? And get this, what if you could keep it at the same price for 5 years? That's the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. 5 years of Wi-Fi that boosts speeds to the devices that need them most. That finds and fixes problems before you even notice them. Like super intelligent Wi-Fi with a sixth sense. And that keeps you gaming in the fast lane, even when the whole family's banking on bandwidth. All your devices working in perfect harmony for 5 whole years. And here's the best part. No annual contracts, no hidden fees, and our best equipment included. Hey, let's face it. A lot can change in 5 years. Kids grow taller. Dreams grow bigger. But your Wi-Fi? It would stay reliable and the price would stay put. The Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. Lock in your price and unlock the possibilities. Xfinity. Imagine that. Select plans only. Restrictions apply.
Save on protein favorites all week long at Giant. Enjoy 25% off Nature's Promise meat, salmon steaks for just $9.99 a pound. And keep the savings going when you clip digital coupons. You'll get whole turkey breast for only 99 cents a pound at Giant. Plus, get mandarins for only $2.99. Enjoy great savings on protein favorites all week long at Giant. Clip your digital coupons and shop online or in store. Only at Giant. Giant, this is home.
Friday night's estimated Mega Millions jackpot is over $825 million. Now that's a jackpot. So get your tickets from any DC Lottery retailer, the official DC Lottery app, or DCLottery.com today.
Laugh together, carpool together. Everything's better when you share the ride together. Even if you're commuting just a few days a week, Commuter Connections can match you into carpools with others who live and work near you. It's a free service for commuters. Save time and money when you share the ride. Get your carpool together. Register today for free at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
No change on the outer loop of the Beltway right now. Jam-packed from 355 all the way down towards the American Legion Bridge. Late clearing work zone still has only a single lane of traffic squeezing on by over on the left side of the roadway. Inner loop of the Beltway through Tysons, you'll start to slow down towards the American Legion Bridge. Southbound DC 295, slow towards Pennsylvania Avenue. Between the Beltways, up to speed on I-95 and the BW Parkway. So far, Suitland Parkway is up to speed. 210 looks good. No issues on the inner loop towards the Wilson Bridge. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by GAC Services, proudly serving Maryland homes.
Big names cover the DMV, but at GAC Services, we're proud to serve Maryland homes and the heroes who protect them. Heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical. GACServices.com. Proudly serving heroes, proudly serving homes.
DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building. WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
going to be busy today. We do have a ton of stuff we have to get through today. A lot of stories we got to get through today. List is long today. Also have cash for you. Elliot, the morning's hundreds a day. You know it's worth $500 twice a day, every day. As we head to Thanksgiving Wednesday, before Thanksgiving or of Thanksgiving week, $500 every time we do hundreds a day through that Wednesday. Give me about 10, 15 minutes. I have tickets for you to see Foo Fighters at Nationals Park in the summer. Tickets are on sale. So I'll have those for you. I got tickets for you to see Grandson. We'll jam those in somewhere. And then once we get to dirt, tickets for you to see the Wombats. That show is at the Anthem. Of course, you can keep up with everything going on. If you need information on anything, Facebook, X, Instagram, at EITM Online. Today's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a mess today. Why? I don't know why I can't keep my day straight. But today's Thursday.
Do you think it's Wednesday or do you think it's Friday?
I don't think it's Friday.
That's
but
thinking it's Wednesday and learning it's Thursday is a positive.
Yeah, it means the week's flying. Yeah, week's flying, Diane. High five. Well, never mind. All right, Diane. Let's get into some news, please.
So sad to report the death toll has now reached 12 as of the latest numbers out of Louisville. And officials have said that they do expect that number to climb as emergency crews have transitioned to the recovery phase of the response for that UPS plane crash from this week. So the NTSB investigation team did recover the black boxes and are still asking the public to turn in any scraps that were found within that half-mile debris field from the crash to help out with their investigation.
Yeah, it's so sad. Like, obviously, it's a state of emergency. Flags are at half staff. Yeah. I know UPS is telling people, hey, we know shipping is going to be delayed.
Yeah.
Bear with us. But God, that whole community, it's just so sad. So sad.
So coroners were working to identify the remains, but they did say the conditions of some of the victims' bodies may make that more difficult. Some new dash camera video showing the moments before the plane crash happened, and you can see that the plane is missing one of its engines before it hits the ground and the big fireball erupts. Now, this is...
I can't take the audio that's coming out. Like, you'll hear, like, some of the people that are working. Remember, we talked to the guy who was a half mile away yesterday.
That industrial parkish area.
Yeah, so it's kind of like an industrial area. And then there's that, remember, he was, the guy from Louisville was telling us, like, there's that petroleum plant and stuff. And there's audio that came out, and you hear one of the, at one of the plants around there, where he's screaming at his coworker about not being able to find somebody. Like, I can't listen to that.
Yeah.
I can't hear that.
Passenger flights in and out of the airport have resumed, but obviously still experiencing a significant backlog of delays, according to people who work there. They said UPS planes also started to depart from the airport again after that awful, awful plane crash. So we'll keep an eye on any other further updates that come out of Louisville this morning. Meanwhile, a man is wanted after police say he exposed himself to some kids while passing a school bus in Albemarle County. According to the police department release, they were looking for 38-year-old Stuart Ragland in connection with this indecent exposure.
So he just did two exposure stories yesterday.
Yeah, he exposed himself to some kids while the school bus was passing by. He is now wanted for one count of obscene sexual display, two counts of indecent exposure. The Albemarle County Police Department has released a picture of him. They believe he may be traveling in a green Kia SUV. So they said if you do happen to see this man after you take a look at his photo, you are asked to call 911 immediately.
Dumbass.
Yeah, you're right. We did. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, there was
yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah, there was a couple of them. That's a bad trend.
Yeah.
That is a bad trend.
Also, something we have talked about in the past, there is a 12-year-old middle schooler out of Charles County who has now been cited with cannabis possession after bringing some to school.
They're cookies. They are cookies.
According to the authorities, the incident happening at Milton Summers Middle School, where a 12-year-old was found to be in possession of some sort of cannabis after it was recovered from the student.
Wait a minute. Is that the actual picture?
The grinder?
Yeah.
That's not a cookie.
No, that's not a cookie. That is flour.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a big grinder.
Yeah, that's a grinder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that going to turn out to be his parents?
Although it's a Rick and Morty.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say
themed grinder.
Right.
Rick and Morty on the top. Mm-hmm. Certainly doesn't make you think it's his parents' grinder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So now not only facing charges from the Charles County authorities, but also in accordance with the student code of conduct, there's going to be some penalties levied as well.
Yeah, no doubt. You can't bring a grinder full of weed to class.
News out of Stafford County this morning, where a man from Richmond has been arrested after he's accused of attempting to break into a business and steal from several cars. So the Stafford County Sheriff's Office said this all happened this week at Heflin's Garage, which is on Warrenton Road. So an employee there said that Jonathan Perla had been acting a little suspiciously at the business several times earlier in the day, and he had had his vehicle towed there. So they found that Perla tried to forcibly enter the business and also broke into several cars that were there on the lot, stealing from items from them. So he's facing charges of vandalism, breaking and entering, as well as 12 counts of entering a vehicle without the owner's consent. I mean, don't a lot of those criminals just be like, man, look at all the cars here. I mean, they're just asking for it. It's about that time. Starbucks new holiday cups are out today. Also, the launch of the big holiday menu.
Why? And I know that every year it's the launch of the Starbucks cups.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I care?
Have you ever cared?
No, not never.
It's not like you don't care about Starbucks.
And please don't even say that. Don't even say that.
Is there controversy this year, Diane?
I mean, it's. They said that the cups sort of evoke the barista's aprons that they are wearing. I haven't heard of any controversy. I mean, people are going crazy over that plastic barista cup. Have you seen that?
Oh, where it's like a teddy bear.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looks kind of like the honey bear.
Yeah, no, you're
jars.
Right. Yeah,
but it's bigger, and that's for your cold drinks.
Just give me a regular cup. I don't need it. I mean, they'll give it to me anyway. I don't even ask. And you'll get one. But yeah, I don't get into the, it's not like, oh, it's the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell it's Christmas. Remember, that's been a complaint in years past.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, because it's Christmas.
What was it? Everybody was pissed when they just did the straight red cup.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You can't do that either. Can't make anybody happy.
By the way, Red Cup Day is
next. Happiness is inside the cup.
Red Cup Day is next Thursday. It's that first sip feeling. next Thursday, the 13th, when they're going to offer the free reusable holiday cup with the purchase of any one of their holiday drinks. Also, Wendy's is getting in on the holiday craze too. Snickerdoodle Frosty Fusion.
Oh, that sounds good.
So it's either a chocolate or a vanilla frosty with a cinnamon-flavored snickerdoodle sauce and then snickerdoodle cookie crumbles on top as well.
I wish I had a sweet tooth. That sounds pretty good.
Moving on to sports, Caps beat the Blues last night 6-1 with Ovi getting his 900th career goal.
Goddamn right, Ovi got his 900th. That's freaking awesome. Good night, though. Tom Wilson had two. Anthony Beauvillier had two. John Carlson had one. So it was a good night all around, but good for Ovi. God, what a mark. What a mark to hit.
So right back in action tonight in Pittsburgh against Sidney Crosby and the Penguins.
God, I hope he goes off for 5 tonight. Wouldn't that be amazing?
In Commanders news, Coach Quinn met with the media yesterday saying that Jaden Daniels will not be placed on injured reserve yet, as both the team and he are getting more opinions on his arm injury. So they expect a full report in the next day or two, and
right,
then the decision will be made.
I'm going to go ahead and cut the line on that and tell you he ain't playing.
Week 10 of the NFL starts tonight with the Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders for Thursday Night Football on Prime. Also, the Arizona Cardinals are going to place Kyler Murray on injured reserve with a lingering foot issue.
Yeah, so he's been out probably the better part of a month. So Jacoby Brissett will stay as the starter there. And then what was the other quarterback news? Oh, Houston put C.J. Stroud, or they didn't put him anywhere. They just announced he's got a concussion. He dinged up his head.
Mm-hmm.
He will not play this weekend against Jacksonville.
Drew Brees is returning to the broadcast booth as well. He's been hired by Fox as an NFL game analyst.
Well, there is an opening since that whole Mark Sanchez thing.
Yeah. also, the Wizards losing streak now at 5 games after falling to the Celtics last night, 136-107. And they say regarding that new Alex versus A-Rod documentary.
Oh, yeah.
They said one way to know that the docuseries is not a puff piece is because it's directed by a huge Red Sox fan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it like Matt Damon?
Exactly who I thought.
No.
Or Affleck.
According to reports, Gotham Chopra is a massive Red Sox fan. Therefore, he hates the Yankees and always hated A-Rod. But Alex actually trusted him with the production of this documentary.
I'm telling you, I said this yesterday. once you see this thing, everybody's opinion, you'll fall in love. I'm already in love with A-Rod, greatest baseball player of all time. Mm-hmm. You'll walk away from that going, God damn, it's great. It's great. And A-Rod's the man.
They said it's warts and all.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, he like, I can't remember. I read somewhere he's like, yeah, listen, I mean, I can't hide from it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hide from the Mitchell report. So
Elliot does the hiding for me. They should have gotten that Augustus kid. I liked his stance on baseball fandom.
So that is out now. That's a look at news and sports.
Elliot in the morning.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
The afternoon adventure sets sail starting at 3 with Mike Jones on DC 101.
Alter Ego is going to be a great way to start 2026 with Green Day, 21 Pilots, Good Charlotte, and everyone. Make sure you're listening around 5:50 today in the afternoon adventure because you could win a trip to the show in LA in January.
DC 101.
Call me right now. I have tickets for you. Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age, Mannequin Pussy, all in concert together. They will be at Nats Park this summer. If you want to go, I have tickets for you right now. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the morning, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Elliot in the morning.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we've served veterans and their families for over 90 years, and we continue to serve over 2 million veterans because their contributions inspire our service. And this Veterans Day, we want to tell you that when you're a member, you'll have access to exclusive rates, discounts, and financial tools. Plus, we're partnering with Travis Manion Foundation's Veterans Day of Service campaign, connecting veterans and families of the fallen with local volunteer opportunities. Become a member at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Construction managers, purchasing pros, are you building at scale and need a trim carpentry partner who delivers on time every time? Ace Trim Carpentry is trusted by top new home builders for high-volume residential projects across the DMV. With over 25 years of experience, Ace Trim provides turnkey interior trim carpentry solution, flawlessly installed, value engineered, and schedule ready. Don't gamble with your schedule. Go with the pros. Ace Trim Carpentry, the home builder's trade partner. Visit acetrim.com. That's acetrim.com.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America. Proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You wouldn't trust your car to Bob's Brakes and Bingo Supplies. Get your haircut of buzz cuts and chainsaws, or buy groceries from Monty's Mostly Fresh Seafood. So when it comes to your Medicare Advantage plan, you want a name you know and trust. Johns Hopkins Advantage MD. Coverage and benefits to fit your lifestyle when it matters most. Johns Hopkins Advantage MD. Johns Hopkins Advantage MD is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract offering HMO and PPO products. Enrollment in Johns Hopkins Advantage MD, HMO, or PPO depends on contract renewal.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again. With more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Designed for working adults, focused on the future. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Hey, it's Mike Jones. Commitment issues? No problem. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $25 a month. Forever. As in for life. Make the move and watch your savings stack up. Switch now at BoostMobile.com. After 30 gigabytes, you may experience slower speeds. Pay $25 a month as long as you are active on the Boost Unlimited plan.
Beware the holiday buffering.
Who are you?
The ghost of internet past here to slow down right when your guests arrive.
Not this year. We got Verizon's 100% fiber optic home internet. Scored a limited time offer for $20 a month and locked in the price for 3 years.
Fios home internet, that's scary fast.
Now we can all stream, video chat, and game at the same time. So bye.
Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch to Fios home internet today. Fios 300 megabits per second plan at $20 a month with auto pay. Any Verizon mobile phone plan and bonus discount. Price guarantee applies to base monthly rate only for my home customers. Terms apply.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
No relief from the brake lights on the outer loop of the Beltway. You got delays from 355 all the way down towards the American Legion Bridge. Southbound 270 spur, your delays begin at 270. They take you all the way down towards the Beltway. Southbound DC 295, you're slow from 50 all the way down towards Pennsylvania Avenue. Inner loop of the Beltway, slow from St. Barnabas Road towards the Wilson Bridge. Northbound 210, some light volume towards the Beltway. No issues to report on 95 just yet, but you're dealing some light volume headed through Fairfax County. That's like your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Greenberg and Betterman. Contact us. Feel better.
The law firm Greenberg and Betterman has been here to help you for over 35 years. If you're injured in an auto accident or the victim of medical malpractice, get a free consultation by visiting gblawyers.com. That's gblawyers.com, and feel better.
This is DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Elliot in the morning.